Hey everybody, it's Mo Lucy, and I am back for Audio Mo Day 1. I know I'm late, but I honestly forgot about it until I had just went into Twitter and I saw Sassy Cat's post about Audio Mo, and I was like, oh yeah, I forgot about that. So I found my Audio Boom app and opened it up, and I was like, oh, okay, so here we go. So day one, I was actually looking through some of my audio over the weekend, actually, on here, and it was amazing. I had listened to some of my posts that I had put up here with my kids, and my son totally sounds different, and so does my daughter. She kind of reminded me of the little girl from Full House, like the original Stephanie, I think her name was. And her voice just sounded a lot like that. She doesn't sound like that now. She's a little bit older, but yeah, my kids are getting a lot older, and I was thinking about so many things and how much my life has changed since I've been on here. I think I joined in 2014, if I'm correct. So, and I think it was like in February 2014, so I've been on here for a little over 3 years now, and so there's so many things, and going back through and listening to my kids was just awesome. My husband was on there too. And, you know, it's like photographs, I guess, you know. You look back through and you see these photographs. And so the audio is somewhat of my photographs. And it was pretty awesome. So I was like, you know what, I need to post more. And I know that if I go back through some of these posts, I'll be able to hear my dog. I'm not certain that I posted it here, but one of my dogs that a lot of you probably have heard if you've ever listened to me barking, or not me barking, but my dog barking. She's barked throughout my posts ever since I've been on here. She ended up passing away in December. So it'll be nice to go back through and hear her again. I was listening to one of my posts and I could hear her like sound. So it's nice to have those memories of her too. Back when she was 5, she had gotten cancer, and we take her in, she had surgery and everything, and they moved up. And she was 10. Yeah, she turned 10 in March of 16. And she seemed okay, but I could tell, like, she was losing weight and she wouldn't eat and these kinds of things. And so she ended up getting into this breathing thing where she couldn't breathe real well, breathing real heavy. And she's, you know, threw up a couple of times. And so my husband took her in to the vet. And it was like first thing Monday morning, because this started to happen on the weekend. And they gave us some antibiotics, and they told us to take her home and that she'd be fine. But on Wednesday morning, she actually passed away. So it was pretty sad, but it was kind of nice to be able to go back through and listen to that, to hear her again. So now I'm down to one dog and one cat, and my dog is my guide dog. So, of which, in 2 days from now, on the 4th Sunday, she will be 8 years old. So she seems like she's still going strong. I haven't noticed any signs of retirement. I know they say to start looking for him around this time, but hasn't been the case yet, and I am kind of not looking forward to that either. So yeah, I just wanted to come out and say hi to everybody. It's been such a long time, and I really miss this platform, and I really wish that they would bring back the commenting and the direct messaging on here, because I think this is a really great platform, and there's elements of this platform that aren't on other platforms, so it's pretty sad, but that's just what we're dealing with at this point. So, quick introduction of myself, since that seems to be the theme for day one. I am Lucy, as you can see. I am a mother of two. I am married. I live in Michigan, the lovely, lovely Mitten State of Michigan. And the reason why they call it the Mitten State is because it actually is shaped like a mitten. Like if you pull up your hand and you look at it, that's pretty much the shape of our state. And then it's all surrounded by the Great Lakes. And we have an upper peninsula that we call the UP, or the people that are from there we call Upers. So I live in the lower peninsula. And I was going back through my posts and I noticed that I was thinking about, man, I have moved. When I originally started out here, I was finishing up my bachelor's degree at my college. So moved from there, where I was going to college, to the place where I did my internship. Then I moved from there once my internship was done, and I moved into a house that was a nightmare, and my landlord situation was crazy. And so then I moved into the place I'm at now, and hopefully in the beginning of the year, we will be moving again. Looking forward to another move, and I'm hoping that this one is going to be the last one for a while, at least. I don't know that it'll be, you know, for all of my life or anything like that, but it's going to be, you know, fairly permanent. So, yeah, I'm really looking forward to what my future has to offer. I kind of went through some stuff and, you know, had a hard time for a while, and I think I'm starting to kind of see the light, I guess, if I could use that terminology. So I got some new goals, some new plans for myself, and I'm really looking forward to that and getting started on that. I already kind of started it, but you know. So I hope that this is going to be a fun month, and I hope we get some more participation, and I really, 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 really miss all of you that are out here, and I see Miss Gwendolyn is on here, and I think I saw a couple of people, Melanie Akpotu. I think I still seen some posts from her. I got on here not too long ago, she was still here, and Jasmine and Gina and a couple of other people. So if I forgot you, I'm sorry. Not intentional whatsoever, but I miss you all, and I wish I could talk to you guys through comments or DMs, but that's not really a possibility at this point. So if you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Molucci, as like here, it's at MOELUCIE, and I post a lot about just randomness and Michigan stuff. So if you're interested in the mitten, hit me up. So I will be back for day number 2.